on 106 to 108 FM and newstalk.com. This is Newstalk.
And much like the Saturday newspapers and the Sunday newspapers, all about Simon Harris yet again for Monday's newspapers, the Irish Daily Mail on the front page, "Be ready for an election," Harris tells internal Fine Gael committees. Simon Harris has asked party members for manifesto ideas to support farming and small business in a sign he's gearing up for a general election, of course expected widely, more than likely, to become Taoiseach tomorrow. But he said it is not his intention to hold a general election this year. That's on the one hand. Then on the other hand, he's telling party members at two internal meetings that he wants them to come back within a month with ideas for a manifesto. That's also the front of the Irish Independent, what Simon Harris plans to do as Taoiseach. If you were Minister Helen McEntee over the weekend, you would have been nervous hearing about Simon Harris going on a lot about law and order. And if you have the incoming Taoiseach talking about law and order and you're in charge of law and order, you might think your job is in trouble. However, the Irish Independent says that there are fears within the top ranks of Fine Gael that if you move Helen McEntee out of the Department of Justice, it could feed into the far-right anti-immigration agenda. Three junior ministers, Jennifer Carroll McNeill, Patrick O'Donovan and Hildegard Nocton, are locked in a battle for the final Fine Gael job as a cabinet minister, we are told. But if you move Helen McEntee, it'll be seen as caving in to the far right, is what some of the elite in Fine Gael feel could happen, according to the Irish Independent. And then the Irish Times looks at what Simon Harris wants to do for business. Plans to increase sick leave days could be paused and businesses could be in line for a 70 million euro tax boost as part of a package by Taoiseach designate Simon Harris. Minister for Finance Michael McGrath has warned there will be no mini budget before the summer. So obviously, since Simon Harris has been mooted as the new leader, there's been a lot of talk about Fine Gael going back to basics and things like supporting businesses. So it looks like that there could be changes made to employers' PRSI to offset the recent increase in the minimum wage. Busy day today. Leo Varadkar in Armagh. Then he's going to Oras an Uachtaráin, sit down with Michael D. Higgins, resign, and then Simon Harris will be put forward as Taoiseach tomorrow in Leinster House. The Irish Examiner, to something completely different, says that social media use is creating broken people and it should be considered a public health risk. This is a new warning, a stark warning from experts in psychiatry and the online sphere. Psychiatrist Matthew Sadler said, "What we are seeing is increased numbers of self-harm patients. We're seeing is younger people attending and it's an absolute crisis." This was all discussed at the Irish Medical Organisations conference down in the Europe Hotel. And Professor Sadler said that young people are presenting in distress, although they do not have recognised psychiatric conditions. But very interesting to hear there of the idea that it could be a public health risk and it should come with a huge warning, a health warning, if you're using social media. Staying with the online world, by the way, the front of the Irish Examiner tells us that female MEPs have been warned of the threat of deepfake explicit images being used against them in the upcoming elections. So if you're a woman running for election, particularly for Europe, there could be an AI image of you, not of you, but they pretend it's of you, in the nip. And there are fears. Maria Walsh, MEP, described the prospect of deepfakes as terrifying and she urged voters to be aware of such content. The Irish Examiner also covers on the front page this grim trend that's continuing. There have now been 61 deaths on the roads since the start of the year. And since the weekend, Friday to now, three more people sadly have died. And the figures now show that there are four fatalities every 7 days. We're nearly going to a road crash and someone losing their life every single day in Ireland right now. The Irish Daily Star life jacket and the Irish Sun plucked from jaws of death. This is the news of how a girl's jacket, I'm sure you've seen the images on the news or on social media of this rescue, a girl's jacket kept her afloat before she was plucked from stormy seas in a rescue operation. The six-year-old girl survived being swept out at sea at Dunleary Harbour on Saturday during Storm Kathleen, and the Coast Guard's James Larkin warned the public to stay back, stay high and stay dry during the storms. I know some people are very, very quick to judge. We don't know what happened or why there were children on the pier in the middle of a storm. but certainly a lesson for everyone. First of all, thank God that she had the jacket on her. But secondly, a lesson, just if there's any sort of bad weather, avoid those coastal areas. And luckily, this is a positive, happy story. It could have ended a very, very different way. Inside the Irish Times, they're looking at complaints against dentists. More than 2,000 complaints have been made against dentists over the past 4 years. It's quite a high figure. What's more alarming is that of those 2,000, the majority are about one single practitioner. The Dental Council says it receives up to 150 contacts from patients each year, but last year it received more than 1,500 phone calls and emails about one dentist. And the High Court has ordered that this dentist doesn't engage in the practice of dentistry while the council, the Dental Council, investigates concerns raised. Hundreds of patients were left stranded without critical orthodontic treatment. So the vast, vast, vast majority about this one particular dentist. Elsewhere in the papers, the weather. Thrilled to see when I woke up this morning that it's raining away in Naas. Not sure where it's like where you are, but the Indo says that there is going to be some reprieve. Mother Nature is going to offer some relief to long-suffering farmers, gardeners and fans of the outdoors, because warmer and drier conditions are forecast for the final 3 weeks of the month. However, you have to endure another wet, wet week this week, heavy showers, and then the fine weather will prevail, we are told. We'll all say a prayer for that. Interesting final story for you about table manners, and it's from the Daily Telegraph. Elbows making their way back onto the dinner table. Youngsters believe that manners are no longer relevant. I mean, we were always raised that you don't have elbows on the table. You're also raised, if you finish your dinner first as a child, you have to ask permission. May I leave the table? All that seems to be out the window now. Some 60% of those aged 12 to 27 believe that table manners are no longer relevant. More than a third admit to using their phones at the dinner table, according to a survey in the UK. It sparked a warning from Debrett's, which trains people on etiquette, that you should sit up straight, don't fidget, and don't put your elbows on the table. And as a golden rule, you should ensure that your table manners never fall short or let you down. More than three quarters of young people say leaving elbows off the table is outdated nonsense, and more than half admit to not caring which way round one should hold their knife and fork. So there's a bit of a push against table rules, or maybe we're loosening up the rules at the dinner table. So you can read more about that in the Telegraph. Debrett's say that you should ensure others have been offered anything they might want from the table, like butter, water and salt. Help yourself last. Never reach across people. I was out for dinner recently, and I was always trained that, or just raised, that you wait till everyone has their meal in front of them before you start. Mine didn't come for ages, and everyone else was milling into the meal. So table manners are gone, it would seem, and it's young people leading the way. Anyway, those are the stories making the headlines.
On 106 to 108 FM and Newstalk.com. This is Newstalk.